It's Thursday, September 4th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbeen. During a memorial service in Mariental yesterday, Head of State Netumbonandi Ndaitwa announced that each family affected by last weekend's fatal accident has been allocated a counselor. Beatrice Amutenya, reporting for News on One, says that the service was held in remembrance of 14 uniformed personnel and two civilians who perished in the crash.
President and other dignitaries gathered at the sport field where a somber memorial service was held in honor of the 16 people who died in the car accident. Despite the absence of official investigation results into the cause of the accident, Nandi Ndaitwa urged all road users to remain cautious while on the road. The president said, "Every life matters.
The loss of these officials must strengthen our awareness towards road safety."
The International Relations and Trade Ministry, in partnership with the Industries, Mines and Energy Ministry, is holding regional engagements with the business community to drive integration under the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. Sessions have already been conducted in Ludrets, in Hardab, as well as Omaheke. Minister Selma Ashipala Musavi highlights the importance of these efforts in boosting trade opportunities.
These consultations are meant to foster a conducive business environment and assist the ministry, together with other line ministries, to formulate and implement policies that have direct impact on the growth and development of local businesses. Lutheran should prioritize manufacturing and value addition, because if we don't manufacture and add value, we'll become the destination of exports of others.
Private sector growth held firm at 5.7% in July, matching June's pace and marking the strongest growth since early 2020. According to Seminar Storm analyst Tazwell Thompson, the monetary easing cycle is taking hold, with businesses borrowing less but households showing slight improvement.
Going forward, we expect private sector credit extension to stay firm around current levels, supported by accommodative monetary policy conditions and selective corporate borrowing. Business credit is likely to remain the main driver, particularly through installment and overdraft facilities, while household demand should recover gradually in mortgages and vehicle finance. That said, momentum is expected to be more measured compared to June's surge. Weak growth, high living costs, and affordability constraints continue to weigh on households.
To South Africa, where the ANC has praised activists who joined the global Sumut flotilla in support of Palestinians, describing the effort as a peaceful stand against Israel's blockade of Gaza. The party said it reflects the fight for justice and human rights. ANC spokesperson Mahlenga Bengu noted that the mission resonates with the country's own liberation struggle and urged government support for participants. In international news, the UK government is looking at merging all of the country's steel companies into one. According to British press reports, the industry has struggled to compete internationally for years because of high energy prices, a global oversupply of steel, and more recently from uncertainty around American tariffs. Stuart Smith is our correspondent in London.
The BBC understands London would like to find a buyer to purchase them all. It believes the government would rather have a joint buyer than nationalising some or all of the struggling steel companies, but the plan would reportedly require each company to voluntarily agree to such a move, and that's not guaranteed. It comes after the government temporarily took control of British Steel when its Chinese owners tried to close one of the site's blast furnaces earlier in the year.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.